How to Ditch Your Fairy, written by Justine Larbalestier and read by Kate Atkinson. I have a parking fairy. I'm 14 years old. I can't drive. I don't like cars. And I have a parking fairy. Rochelle gets a clothes shopping fairy and is always well attired. I get a parking fairy and always smell faintly of petrol. How fair is that? I love clothes and shopping too. Yes, I have a fine family, except for my sister, ace photographer Nettles, and even she's tolerable sometimes. And yes, Rochelle's family is malodorous. She does deserve some kind of compensation, but why couldn't I have, I don't know, a good hair fairy or... Not even that deuce, a loose change-finding fairy. Lots of people have that fairy. Rochelle's dad, Sandra's cousin, Mum's best friend's sister. I'd wholly settle for a loose change fairy. It can be arduous hanging out with Rochelle. She always looks deuce in her perfect clothes. And sometimes I get bored going shopping with her all the time, even when her fairy is working for me. Sometimes I look forward to rainy days, even though it means we have to play tennis indoors. Her fairy doesn't work on rainy days. My fairy has no objection to rain. She just doesn't do anything useful except make sure that whatever car I'm in finds the perfect parking spot. That's why I'm walking home and not getting a lift from Rochelle's dad. It's all part of my campaign to get rid of my fairy. I'm starving her of opportunities to do her thing, so she'll want to go and be someone else's fairy. Our Zora Ann says that this is the best method for getting rid of a fairy you don't want. It's how she got a charisma fairy after having been born with a never-getting-lost fairy. Our ZA never went anywhere for 5 years, so she couldn't get lost, and then one morning she woke up with a brand new fairy, and before she knew it, she was a star. It could happen to me too. So I walk. I could take the bus or the ferry or the light rail, because it's not like they need to park, but somehow walking seems much more wearisome for a parking fairy. For 2 months now, I have walked everywhere. I haven't even ridden my bike or board. For all I know, my fairy may be gone already, but I can't be sure, and there have been no signs of a new one. I've read everything in the library about fairies, especially anything that touches on the question of how to get rid of one, which hardly any of them do. Talking to stupid pants Fiorenze's parents was tempting, but all they'd have would be theories. That's all anyone's got, even the fairy studies experts. But there aren't any that fit all the facts and make sense and can be proved. No one has ever seen a fairy. There are lots of fake photo sites, but, well, they're clearly fake. Or they're so indistinct and smudgy, it could be anything. Like Steffi said, some people don't think it's a fairy that makes sure that every car I'm in gets a parking spot. Some say they're ghosts or some kind of spirit. And some people, like my dad and Steffi, don't believe it's anything but luck.